You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
20. Lima can do a champion's pose and he doesn't even remember. This is how nice I am. I'm going to tell you guys about that here in a second, but I want to tell you right now about It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Daryl Ryder, he's dangerous. Andy Baskin, he's a hockey guy, but he also loves football. They focus on Deshaun Watson's offseason program and Cleveland Browns Stadium on the new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. You can subscribe now at 923thefan.com or the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's fantastic. You're going to absolutely love it. You're right about something, or you got the league. You're not right because I don't think it's responsible. But you got it exactly the way you wanted it 7 years ago. When we first started, and the show was a wreck, and we held on bitterly to everything, your whole thing, we argued about taking quarterbacks. And your whole thing was as many trips to the plate as possible. Like, you had that one argument. You got so nasty with me. You had the one argument where you said you'd take a quarterback basically in every single pick, and you'd let him fight it out. And I got Sal Palantonio.
It is pretty ridiculous. Okay,
but I understand. Hold on. But no. But this is what it is. This is before. How long has Mahomes been in the league now?
He's been playing since 2018.
So this is before Mahomes. I mean, we had this argument before Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, because it was the Mahomes draft when Watson and Mahomes were the same draft. That was when he was really hot on it.
You were just early. That's all you were. You were just early. Because now it's as big a crapshoot as ever. Like, we just had Sal Palantonio on, who's tremendous, and you'll be able to hear that interview, 923thefan.com, and we mean that sincerely. He is tremendous. Might have called your question the dumbest he's ever heard, but that was fantastic.
I think he did. Yeah.
But then he said you had a great question after that. So.
Like, Caleb Williams... Like, I go, man, they put a world of pressure on him. Like, his defense sucked at USC. His offensive weaponry was not, once they lost Jordan Addison, like, it was not as good as what you'd make it out to be. I mean, this is a guy who was literally bawling in his mom's arms after a 7-5 season. I mean, this is a tremendous amount of pressure. And I'm going, you're going to send him to Chicago. They've traded for good wide receivers. They traded for pass catchers, and they've acquired him. And a lot of people are going, man, he's going to be set up for success. Well, is he? Because that still is a team that still has to build a little bit. And if they have this year on Eberflus where they don't start off well, you're going to put it right back behind the eight ball. And now you remember, we keep overusing the term can't miss, generational, can't miss. Where are we at with Trevor Lawrence, who was can't miss and generational? Is he not now? Are we questioning whether or not to give him the money in Jacksonville? Are they questioning whether or not to give the money in Jacksonville? Absolutely they are. 134 different quarterbacks. You can say what you want to say about college football and how scattershot it is now, and a lot of that's true. But some of this is you can't develop. You don't get time to develop anymore. You don't get time. Like, I still say the best thing that happened to Josh Allen, that month-long injury, his rookie season. And he stood on the sidelines. Because he started out, there was talent there, but he started out rough. And you remember that, Anthony. He gets hurt that rookie year. He's got about a month off. People are going, well, this is J.P. Losman and all the other guys that you've had before. And now he's taken off, and he's one of the quarterbacks that we have a hope that can take on Mahomes. But now that you have Mahomes, people are trying to force it with all these other guys, and they just, you're not going to be that guy. You can hopefully compete and hopefully beat them. You're not going to be that guy. And so there's going to be plenty of good quarterbacks who never get a chance in hell because they're going to be compared to him. You were right. It's all, everybody is just stepping up and rolling the dice at the crap table.
Well, and they also,
us included, we're all just stepping up and gambling.
Well, and the 49ers have kind of shown this. I don't know if it's proven this, but they've shown that, all right, if we screw that pickup, but we get everything else right, we can kind of move on from this. Now, some will say they got extremely lucky because the Purdy thing falls into their lap at the end of the draft. But if it wasn't Purdy in that system, would it have been someone else? I mean, I'd be inclined to think so. I do think he's, you know, gotten better and all that. But I wonder, with teams quicker than ever to move on from a quote-unquote mistake, is there a better chance than ever that that mistake still can become something somewhere else? Two choices right off the bat. Can Justin Fields, can he resurrect his career? Is that going to be possible? Zach Wilson would have been the other. I don't think so.
I don't think he can. I think just, he's damaged.
But they
I think
did take a
damaged.
Flyer. I mean, you understand.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's just taking a flyer.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback room is maybe the worst in the NFL. But it's exactly. I don't think that's a savior. I think that's a flyer. I totally agree with you. The quarterback room's almost as bad as the New Jersey, save for the 1977 throwbacks that they have out there. I think that right now, like with Pittsburgh, hey, I hate Pittsburgh, obviously. Hey, the Steelers, and I have to hate. I have to respect something I hate. Let's not go crazy here. You got a guy who Arthur Smith is going to run the football. He's going to try to calm down Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. So he's going to have a chance to get.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Something out of this career, like Ryan Tannehill did. Being able to run the football, they got two good running backs, Jaden Warren's better. And so they're going to be able to run the football, and it's going to calm things down, and not everything is going to be on Russell, and then not everything is going to be on Justin Fields. It's the best chances you have. But we are looking at guys who, because of the lack of any development, might already be damaged goods. All right, AC, Mr. Cavalier, coming up at 9:20. We got to get back to the Cavs. Big win, 2-0 series now. Seems like the series over. We will talk about people not being able to watch that basketball game, which is very, very rough. However, you had a topic to your head, and I said, what is it? And you said, I don't think you'd like it. Me, what is it? Tone, I don't think it's very fair to you. All right, what is it?
Well, I was looking at the calendar. And look, I'll face it. I mean, as much as I said Cavs in five, and I was feeling really cocky about the Cavs, I also understood that at any point the bottom could fall out, the pressure could be too much, and then, you know, that's the end of the season for the Cavs.
Oh, I know where you're going with this already.
But now up 2-0 in a very commanding way, it certainly looks like the Cavs are rolling on to the next round to take on the Boston Celtics.
I know where you're going with it.
And I went over there and I looked at these sheets that are on the wall.
You bastard. Oh, and I know where you're going with this.
Can you tell people what sheets are on the wall right now? I believe that would be the northern wing of our studio.
Just my my north in my 6 o'clock position.
Yes.
I find the schedule and the timesheets for our whole station.
Oh, wait. I see a
menu
to a breakfast place.
I see everyone's phone number.
I see all the phone numbers. Oh, Jim Donovan's phone number over there. I see passwords.
I see the password.
What else you got over there, Owen?
And then, of course, it says, well, right now we are April 22nd to April 26th.
Come on.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Everyone will be present that day.
I'm okay. I'm just going to tell them if you guys don't get
anywhere
here.
What's April 29th to May 3rd. And it says everyone will be present that day. And then it goes May 6th to May 10th.
Hmm.
Not everyone will be present that day.
My wife picks it. I didn't pick it.
Hold
on. My wife picks it.
She has
no idea.
I understand that.
She has no idea.
I believe you when you say that. We got in, not even debates, we were in agreement when we had LeBron, and this speaks to something bigger. So maybe, I think most people would be fine with what you did, by the way, but I did want to bring it up. I do remember we did show topics that at the beginning of every LeBron year, we basically had to free up space until June.
Now I get Keith's text where he said, timing is everything.
Ken certainly did not have the faith in the Cavaliers, because there's no way he lets his wife book a trip that would go down biggest non-LeBron series since Mark Price and Brad Daugherty.
It was LeBron.
I've heard of fans taking a Browns vacation, but never during the playoff
during
run.
During the playoffs, Kenny's going to take a Cavs vacation, quite literally.
Here we go. It is a cruise.
Now,
go all the way up to the top deck. I see a woman on a unicycle. Now be careful, because those wayward winds.
Oh, Red Panda can handle herself up there on the Lido deck. She was there last night.
Yeah, she was perfection.
As always.
Is she better at her age than LeBron James is at his? 216.
LeBron, what was I supposed to do?
You're taking a Cavs vacation, and they're going to be playing the hated Boston Celtics. This whole town is going to be back on the bandwagon, especially if they sweep the Magic. You've got the number one seed, third ranked in the history of the NBA in terms of offensive output. And Ken's not going to be here.
I'm about to give up.
They're doing T-shirt toss.
I feel like Barry Bonds sitting on the picnic table talking to the media when they were coming after him over Balco. You got to me. You brought my family into it. You got me.
Move over, Ahmad. It's time for Captain Phillips to take control.
Watch out for the woman with courtside seats. She's going to be kicking and pushing. It's the courtside seat dance.
To the front of the line for the buffet.
Yeah.
So what do you want to ask people? Am I taking a Cavs vacation?
Well,
is that it?
I want to know, would Ken ever take a vacation in late December, early January?
Ken's trading in his free playoff T-shirt for a life vest.
We take a week off between Christmas and New Year's every year.
And here's the thing. Late May.
You and I both do.
So middle May, right? Middle May can be bad weather. But it also, more times than not, has been pretty solid weather.
It's
we only get so many good weather months out of the year.
I've heard we only get 45 perfect days.
And May always gets one of them.
Yes.
They're responsible for at least one of them. And Ken's going to miss all of it. Is this a mistake? Is this a faux pas? But I think people are going to side with you, because they're going to say, well, we didn't think the Cavs were going to be that good.
I thought the Cavs would be fine.
Is that why you didn't want to flip the switch?
Because I wasn't going to be here?
Because you knew when it's time for them to go into ass-kicking mode, you'd be gone.
I hope you guys are in the same car.
Are we heading to the cruise?
Coming up next. So what, you want to ask him if I'm taking a Cavs vacation?
I want to know if it's okay. Ken Carmen, voice of the fan.
Ah, jeez.
Is going to be five time zones over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.